Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, this is Andrea Tucker from BaltimoreGlutenFree.com. With your gluten-free news you can use. In yesterday's flash briefing, I referenced a recently published study in the American Journal of Gastroenterology entitled Detection of Gluten in Gluten-Free Labeled Restaurant Food. In this study, researchers analyzed 18 months' worth of data, over 5,600 tests performed by 804 NEMA users around the country who shared the results of their tests. For anyone not familiar, NEMA is a gadget that uses analyzation of a pea-sized portion of food to determine gluten content. The issue at hand, and there are many, is that this device is just deemed a gadget by the FDA. In other words, there's a holy host of validation and reliability that still needs to be perfected for this gadget to be elevated higher than the gadget status. Without getting technical, Gluten-Free Watchdog has done a great job of breaking apart the limitations of this gadget. And the study itself is rife with lots of problems, namely the fact that the study was based on an unreliable gadget. So you might be asking, what are some of the limitations? First of all, we don't know what questions diners asked of the restaurant and the gluten-free labeled items that they tested. Did they do any type of due diligence? Was it just accepting items at face value that they were gluten-free? For example, I know I talked yesterday about the French fry example. Did they ask if they had a separate fryer? NEMA misses lots of problematic foods and ingredients as well. For example, it can't detect hydrolyzed gluten, can't detect soy sauce, malt, or beer. And if cross-contact or gluten occurs somewhere else in the food, it will be missed. Again, Gluten-Free Watchdog has done a great job of describing this gadget's limitations. So basically, a gluten-found reading on the NEMA sensor does not mean that the pea-sized sample that was placed in the gadget contains a level of gluten at or above 20 parts per million. As expected, this study has garnered lots of media attention. It's pretty good clickbait to have headlines that describe the gluten found in restaurant food in the dramatic ways that it has. And while it's based on a really faulty study, it's hard to be defensive about the fact that awareness of cross-contact in gluten-free menus exists. We'd all love to let our family and friends know that, yes, going out to eat is not as easy as it sounds. Even if a restaurant does have a gluten-free menu, it doesn't mean that it's a safe spot for us to eat. There are serious concerns about gluten cross-contact in restaurant settings. But cross-contact has to be evaluated using scientifically validated methods. Using this unvalidated NEMA sensor in a scientific study, and I'm putting that in air quotes, is not basis for determining whether a restaurant is accurately stating a food to be gluten-free or not. So while it's important to be aware and it's a good method or tool to let others know that, again, it is very challenging to eat out, there's damage that can be done when businesses and products get evaluated by this gadget. If you'd like to learn more, I'll put a link in the show notes to Gluten-Free Watchdog's evaluation of the NEMA sensor, as well as her comments on this study. Thank you for joining me here today, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.